goes to the question, according to Ben Azai, question is, according to Ben Azai, how do you have Dalet Amos Prushus Aradim? If Mahalich is Ka'ome Dami, then you're never able to take it four Amos in one Halicha. It's always a series of Amidas. So the Yerushalmi gives an answer of jumping. But Tosfos says the Bavli never even asked the question. So it's mashma that they held that that is not a question because Dalet Amos is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And therefore you don't have to work out a way for Ben Azai to overcome his Mahalich Ka'omed problem. The Mahalich Ka'omed problem simply doesn't exist by Rishus Rab, by Dalet Amos Rishus Rab.
I know you mentioned it yesterday, yeah. But so why is our Gemara bringing kashas on the Rabbanon from cases in Rishus Rab? What were you doing yesterday? Because you mentioned it yesterday, that they could just give the same kind of an answer.
Yeah, did I give an answer yesterday?
Yeah, you just mentioned it.
No, okay. So, I don't have an answer. Okay. Yeah. So let's see. So, okay. So what are we doing here? So the question is, right, so you have to say that it's not that Ben Azai really maintains, the Yerushalmi holds Ben Azai still maintains Mahalich Ka'omed, even Rosh Hashanah. And then he's got to work out a way that it's not Mahalich Ka'omed. So jumping. But our Gemara holds that although Ben Azai holds from Mahalich Ka'omed Dami as a general principle, the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of Dalet Amos comes in and alters that.
Okay, the Yerushalmi is bothered by the problem now?
Yerushalmi,
jumping?
Yeah.
So what, they don't hold the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? They're arguing?
That's a good question. I don't know what they're I don't know what they're holding with it. But that's the question. In other words, does the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, it would seem, have to work into the rest of the framework? That was like, if you take a look if you take a look at the Gemara where it says Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, so what does it mean as Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? What does it mean as Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai? So it's interesting. You look at the Rambam says that that the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is to tell you that Dalet Amos is like two Rishios. It's like being Motzi Mirishus Lirishus. Now, this is not a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai of a new Malacha. It's not really a new Tolda. It's not a new form of Hotzah. Right? The Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is just coming to tell you that Dalet Amos is like two Rishios, but it's going to work exactly the same way two Rishios works. That's right. Exactly.
As opposed to saying
it's a new form of Maver Dalet Amos. Mm-hmm. So apparently the Yerushalmi is learning like that. So therefore it's not going to change anything. It's not going to help to say it's Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai to get out of the problem for Ben Azai, because it's still going to have to work in the same way as any other Hotzah works.
But
Tosas seems to be learning. Tosas is learning that it's like a new species of Hotzah, and you can't be medamet to the other things.
So the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai does what? It's create
a new category, right? One second. has the Tosfos on this? I think Tosfos mentions a similar thing in the first one, in the first daf over there. Okay, so so therefore he says that our Shas holds that that the Lach LaMoshe Sinai gives a whole new tzura to the Malacha, and that new tzura is going to knock out Ben Azai's Mahalich Kaomei Dami in some way, but he's unsure. Apparently, he's unsure exactly how. He's unsure how is it going to knock it out, and this is my approach over here, that this is not exactly the words of Tosfos, but that's what I'm saying, that the suffix of the Rivoy is that he had two ways of understanding how the Malach LaMoshe Sinai changed Mahalich Kaomei Dami. Okay, one is going to result in one suffix, and one will result in another suffix. What are his two sfeikos? His first suffix is like this. If you're going to tell me, right, this is a review. If you're going to tell me that what? That Dalet Amos Mishus Rabim, by Dalet Amos Mishus Rabim, you don't say Mahalach Kaomei Dami. So what if I really am Omeid? Right? Since Mahalach Kaomei Dami for Ben Azai is like actually, since Mahalach for Ben Azai in general is like a regular Amida Lofush for the Rabbanon, those two are equal, right? Mahalich equals Omed Lofush. So if I say that Mahalich is, if I negate Mahalich, right, for Mavir Dalet Amos, do I therefore even negate the Omid Lofush Ben Azai? Now, the coin to Ben Azai, because they're the same. Because he always considers them the same. According to Ben Azai, there's no difference if I'm walking or if I'm stopping.
It's a real Amida.
It's a real Amida, according to him. So, in order to be Chayav Dalet Amos, you have to say there's no Hefsik of Mahalech Ke'omid Dami. So that means that Amida is not a Hefsik. So then, I would say, even if I actually stop in the middle of the Dalet Amos, I should be chayav. That's one for being ma'avid Dalet Amos.
When we say no, stopping, it's not like stopping.
Stopping is stopping. Stopping is like, well, it's like stopping. What do you mean? In other words, according to Ben Azai, walking is like stopping. Right? So if I say that you're chayav even though you walk, that's like I'm saying you're chayav even though you stopped.
You can't differentiate it.
Because you can't differentiate it. Mahalich is ke'omei dami. So if I say I'm chayev for when I walk Dalet Amos and Shusha Rabim, that's the same as saying I'm chayev because even though I stopped in the middle. So if I actually stop, why should it be any different? Right? That's his question.
Were you starting in Shusha Rabim?
I started in Shusha Rabim. I'm doing just Bavir Dalet Amos.
I thought it was a coin that you can never be.
Oh, so you only chayev because Halacha Moshe Mishnei says even though Mahalich is ka'omei dami, we don't care about being omeid over here. Oh, so then even if I am omeid, then I'm going to be chayev.
Potter, because you're saying it's not applicable here? Mahalich ka'omei dami is not applicable here?
So if I say Mahalich ka'omei is not applicable here, that means therefore I view it as one continuous halicha. Then I can say I picked it up here, I did an akira here, and a hanacha there. If I say mahalach is ka'omei dami, then I'm doing akira hanacha, akira hanacha, akira hanacha. I'm doing a series of akiras and hanachos,
right.
And I'm not doing Dalet Amos with akira achas. I have to do a Dalet Amos with akira achas, right? I have to do Dalet Amos with akira achas. So normally, according to Ben Azai, every time I walk, it's a series of akiras. So it would be Dalet Amos with many akiros, right?
Potter.
And then I should be potter. But the Lach LaMoshe Sinai says I'm chayev. So what must it be saying? This is according to one side of Tosfos. So what does it mean to say? It means to say what? That what?
What are you asking?
According to the Rivaz first suffix.
That Omer Lafash is also suspended?
Right. So even though normally Dalet Amos would be a series of Akiros, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai tells me what?
We don't pay.
We'll say that the way that the Mahalika Omer Dami is suspended is that it just says that the space of Dalet Amos just cannot be a Makom. It can't. It's in, the space is incapable of existing as a Makom for the objects. So it doesn't matter, even if you're Omer Lafash. So.
So then how do you ever have enough at the end?
So how do you have enough at the end?
Because
that's after Dalet Amos. Okay, so what's the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? So what's the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai? That really Mahalich is still Ka'omei Dami,
right,
according to the Rival.
Right. You do look at the Makom of the object by its own motion. But the thing is, its own motion, the space will never be the Makom of that, where the motion puts it. It's just incapable of being Makom.
Why is that? What do you mean the space is the motion? I'm not sure what you're meditating. So what if I stop? I'm not in motion.
We were saying that Azai Sfar is basically that the object always has to have a makom.
Right.
Its motion
right.
is determined. Its makom is determined by its own motion.
By its own motion. Oh, okay.
Right.
Its own motion. Okay.
So in other words, we were saying that over here, that if you say Omei Lafush is also suspended, so it means to say that the way in which the principle of Mahalik Omei Dami is suspended, is just that you'll never have an outcome of Amida. Because the space just is not a makom. It can't receive the object as a makom.
Okay, why is that? Why is that? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I'm just saying it sounds funny.
Sounds funny. You need a reason. You don't want to hear a reason for that. I mean, I think you're right. But there has to be a reason for that.
So it comes out that you can't be omer l'sof Dalet Amos, you can be omer after Dalet Amos. That's what we're saying.
Well, I guess Dalet Amos is enough. Dalet Amos is enough.
Well, the
Isser is Dalet Amos exactly would be enough.
No, okay, fine. I'm just saying l'sof Dalet Amos, you'd be incapable of doing a Hanama. Mm-hmm.
But what creates that? What creates that? What's Manny's on?
No, sorry.
What creates that? Where's Isaac?
Anakin.
Why is that so?
Maybe.
Why is that so? Yeah.
Halacha comes and says that Dalet Amos, like, that's defined as, like, that's, like, the shear of his hilah. So even when he stops, he's still, like...
What do we care about his hilah? I don't know what we care about his hilach so much for. So what is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai telling you? What is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai telling you?
The Dalet Amos is one makom.
Okay. Is that what you're saying?
No, but...
Put it down, you just put it down.
In other words...
You take it.
In other words, that's the Rivaz's first question. How do you have the idea of Mahalik Ka'omei Dami... and yet be over Dalet Amos Rishus HaRab, right? So that's his first suffix. Maybe you'll say like this, that what's the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai telling you? It's telling you it's true, like you were saying, you were on the right track. It's true that the Cheftza is Tofes, it's Makom, wherever its motion defines its Makom, but there are units of Makom. And the units of Makom in the Rishus HaRabim are Dalet Amos. It's not considered, right? We don't go by fractions. It's like you go by integers, right? You don't have... It goes by units. It's not considered to have changed its place. Every place in this four Amos is the same. Because that's the smallest unit of a place. For the Isser of Mavir Dalet Amos. You understand what I mean?
But the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is only saying that when it interacts with the principle of Mahalik Yomei Dami.
That's how the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai is avoiding the. No, it's the question. I guess the question that I'm trying to answer is this: if the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai comes in and knocks Ben Azai out of the box, why doesn't he just go home and admit defeat? I mean, how does he understand it? What is he going to say? That Lach L'moshe B'Sinai, I have this Benazai, imagine you're Benazai, you have this whole svar worked out, the Malach Gomei Dami, and then you turn the page and say, uh-oh, Lach L'moshe B'Sinai basically contradicts my whole svar.
And he looks at Tom.
So how does he resolve, how does he say, how does Benazai still maintain, after the Lach L'moshe B'Sinai, how does he still maintain Mahalik Gomei Dami? The Lach L'moshe B'Sinai should be proving to him that he's wrong. Right? So that's what I'm trying to say. No, the Lach L'moshe B'Sinai is telling something different about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that makes Mahalik Gomei Dami inapplicable. But normally, Mahalik Gomei Dami applies. It's not contradicting the idea of Mahalik Gomei Dami, but it prevents its application. So what is the idea of Mahalik Gomei Dami? That the Cheftza is toe-faced, its own, its makom, right? And like we said, a Cheftza has to have a makom at every moment. The only thing is, how small do we consider changing of a makom? Every millimeter is the object in a new place? Every centimeter? Every meter? Right? Decameter? Right, so there has to be a shear of what's considered the new place. What are your units of place? So he's saying in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim vis-a-vis itself, because it only applies vis-a-vis itself, not if you go from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yavet. In Rabbim vis-a-vis itself, you only differentiate Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from itself in units of four amos. So it's true the object is always toe-face, it's makom. But there's nothing new happened. It hasn't changed anything yet. Until it gets to the next unit of makom. You don't say it's amah 1, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. You know what I'm saying? It's all inconsidered and it's still considered ground zero until it breaks through to the next unit. So mahalik komi dummy is not applicable. So therefore, even if I actually stop, it wouldn't matter. It's simply not capable of receiving a new quality of place within the four amos of itself. So it makes no difference if I actually stop lafush or if I continue walking.
You'd be pater.
I'd be pater. Because that's exactly what the Lach L'moshe B'Sinai is telling you. There's no qualities finer than four amos in units. Can't be qualified by four by less than a four amos unit.
Are there problems with that being like a tenable suffix? Like how, if that's really a possibility of what the
for Ben Azza,
is
yeah.
doing. So why, but we know the Rabbanan do hold if you're only Lafush and then you walk another two amos, you're not chayav.
Oh, the Rabbanan don't have to interpret the Lach L'moshe B'Sinai
is
telling you this.
I mean,
this Ben Azza is going to have to do it, right.
Uh-huh. Right, because if you say it right, because then it would also be a problem for the Gemara where they said that you can't bring a proof from Mavir Dal Amos because that's not a tradition.
Right. So that would be the answer to his question. That's the answer to the question that you were raising that we mentioned yesterday. That this is only because of Ben Azai, he's forced to interpret it this way.
I mean, Tosos isn't saying in general these are two ways to interpret
don't have
these
to
are two ways that Ben Azai will interpret the
right.
What's the other way?
Yeah.
When you get to the other way.
Okay, no, sorry. But I'm saying, but either way, when the Rabbanan also have a principle. Now the Gemara is saying, well, you see, they can't be true because if we look at the Rosh Hashanah, they don't react in a similar way of, well, let's see how we can figure out. They react as just a disproof.
Yeah, I really don't want to get into that right now. But I know I opened it up again. But what about my question from yesterday? Oh, so then it would seem, though, according to this side, if the guy would walk out of Dalai Lama, he'd be chayav right away. He wouldn't have to stop. No question about it. Right?
Right. Because he does still hold time and don't.
That's right.
Right.
But what about my question from yesterday? What if the guy actually put it on the ground at 2 hours?
That restart the clock,
you
mean?
Exactly.
The
yeah. Would you say? So it's a good question, right? It's a good question.
It seems it would not. If we really
see.
I'd say no, because if we really consider an amida to be like a hanacha,
right?
When I stop at something, that's really a hanacha,
right?
And we're saying that units of makom in this place are dalanamos.
Right.
What difference does it make? Hanacha via
no, he's
stopping
different guy
and
now.
Putting it
physically. Different guy.
Yeah, it's a different guy.
Different guy.
Who's
it? What do you mean? Because you're putting it down. It's not on the lead. It's on the lead. It's on something. That's on place. now you picked it up someplace. And you're
okay, so then you have this question. So
there's let's think about it for a second. It's a good question. Now, what about the second suffix? So how would you say the second suffix? Huh? So the second suffix is that what? That even if I walked outside, if I walked more than Dalet Amos, right?
I'm sorry, I missed the second side of the first suffix.
Yeah. What is the side? Why is he in suffix about this? Why is the side that says that if you do so, you would stand?
Only Lafish word.
Okay. I didn't understand what you mean. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Right.
Can you say that?
The way I'm saying it right now. Right. So what would you say? That what?
That the halacha motion machine tells you that you don't view the makom of the object by its motion, but it goes by the gabra being kobeh.
Okay. I see. I'm sorry. I was a little confused for a second. Right. No. So you're right. We have to answer that question of putting it down on the ground. We have to answer the question, but I thought we could answer the question later. But I was going to go to the other side already. But you're right. We should answer the question of putting it down on the ground. Right? Putting it down on the ground. If you put it down on the ground, why then it would seem there's no suffix that you putter? You definitely putter, even according to Ben Azai. In the first... Even though you have a question of Omed Lofush, right? But it would seem Vadai, if you actually were Meniachet on the Karka, you putter. Why? Why? It didn't change less than, it didn't change its makom yet, it's less than 4 amos, and when you come next and you move it the next 2 amos, now it changed. So what do you say? How do you answer that question? Kenneth?
There's no tier between the guy and the thing anymore.
That's right.
Amos is one makom relative to the guy.
Exactly. It's not, there's no absolute Dalet Amos over here. Right, because then you'd get into there's no absolute Dalet Amos. It's the maisa of being mavir Dalet Amos, right? It's to change its space of Dalet Amos. The only thing is, if I'm omed lofush, so then there's still a tziruf to its first makom via me. You understand? Via my body is still a connection to its original place because I put it on myself. In the first spot, and now I moved it too, but still it's still related to the original place via me, right? But if I may niach it on the karka and the next guy comes to it, now vis-a-vis that next maisa, it's a new Dalet Amos, right? But apparently that was a suffix by Omed Lofush, that when you say mahalech ka omed dami, in general, is like Omed Lofush, right? But is there a difference between Omed Lofush and Mahalich Ka'omed? Mahalich Ka'omed, I can say, is that the object should have a place, and I'm always being okay that place, right? But maybe Omed Lofush, it really does have a place. In other words, that was going to be Rivas Sofek, that according to Ben Azai, who in general holds Mahalich is Ka'omed Dami, and there's never a nafkamina between actual Amida and Mahalich Ka'omed, right? But over here, maybe there is a nafkamina. Why? Because, like we said, you have to have a Dalet Amos vis-a-vis the person has to be a new Dalet Amos. It's not the object. It's not the Dalet Amos of the object. Because if I was being Meniachet on the ground, right, even though it started Shabbos 2 Amos away, if I'm Meniachet on the ground, and then move it 2 amos a second time, I'm vaday nachayev, even going to Ben Azai.
So is Omed Lofush like that, or like...
So that's his question. Is Omed Lofush, maybe Omed Lofush is like being meniachet on the karka. Because once I set up the situation, right, that the object is defined by Dalet Amos increments, unless I put it on the ground and give it a new shame, right, and like restart, and I'm restarting the and then it causes it to restart. Does it only restart? I'm using a vague term, restart, because we have to define it. Is it only restart when I? Is it only reset in terms of the object, is it only reset when I actually put it on the ground, or even when I'm only lavash? So what's the difference? Now, as the question is it reset by each maisa, or by each, or by the gavra? In other words, even according to Ben Azai, right? That's a little confusing. But according to Ben Azai, who says mahalich is ka'omei dami. So what did we say? We said that's in terms of the cheftza, mahalich is ka'omei dami. Right? But in terms of the gavra, it's ma'isa. Right? So normally, though, there's no nafkamina, because we always look in terms of the cheftza. So we say mahalich is ka'omei dami in terms of the cheftza, and it doesn't matter that the gavra is doing one thing. That's not going to overcome the problem that what the gavra's activity is, in terms of the cheftza, is a series of akiras and anachas. Right? But over here, it's different. Because over here, the cheftza is really not involved in the change until the end of the Dalet Amos. Right? So maybe now it makes a difference when he stops that his maisa is not continuous. Maybe in terms of the quality in the object of where you measure its Dalet Amos to start from, maybe that goes by maisei havara, by a maisa of being mavir. So even according to Ben Azai, maybe if I mavir Dalet Amos in two segments, right, now I have the problem of omed lafush, because the object never had a maisa of Dalet Amos. Too much.
It's supposed to go, wait, did you say the other side? It's supposed to the gavra? What I'm saying is like this.
That according to Ben Azai, Jeremy? With me?
Yeah.
Try again? Okay.
According to Ben Azai,
you have to be Mavir Dalet Amos, obviously. Okay. Now normally, let's take the normal Maisa of Hotza. Normally, according to Ben Azai, we say Mahalech is Ka'ome Dami. With regard to what is that statement made? That's regard to the Cheftza. Right? We say the Cheftza is undergoing a constant, you might say, acceleration, right? It's like a constant change in its velocity, right? But the gavra is doing one thing. In terms of the gavra, it's one continuous maisa. He's walking. We don't say walking is disjointed standing stills, right? We say it's not a series of standing still. It's one mice of walking. Correct? It's one mice of walking. But since the object is tofes a makom at every moment, in terms of the object, it's like amida, akira, and anacha. So in effect, we never really get to examine how Ben Azai looks at walking in terms of the gavra. That never comes up. How he really looks at walking in terms of the gavra's own activity, because it's irrelevant. Never get to that question. You just, in terms of the cheftza, it's always a series of akiras and anachas. It's irrelevant how you view the gavra, right?
As one thing or as
a... Yes, it's irrelevant.
Okay.
It's not a question. But over here, now we're saying that even according to Ben Azai, in terms of the cheftza, it's one akira and one hanacha, right? So now the gavra as a holich comes into the picture. Right? Now we have to make recourse to the fact and the person is walking. Right? Because the object has to be transferred, right? And it has to be by the person, right? But the question is like this. That's certainly true. If the person picks up the cheftza in Amma 0 and he walks continuously to Amma Dalid, right? That in terms of the object, it was one akira and one anocha. And in terms of the gavra, it was one continuous maisa. Right? Now we have to talk about the gavra. Now we talk about the gavra too. Normally we don't talk about the gavra because the cheftza is always akira and anocha. So the gavra is not, doesn't matter. But now that we have one akira and one anocha in terms of the cheftza, now we have to also acknowledge that the gavra is doing one maisa. Right? Now what if the gavra would do two maisas though? What would Ben Azai say in that case? You understand? So now the question is, would I say that even according to Ben Azai, now Omed Lofush is going to be a hefsik in his Maisa and will restart the whole idea of being Maver Dalet Amos, even in terms of the Cheftza?
Why does
Omed
Lofush matter?
What?
Why does Omed Lofush matter? We're talking about the difference in how we view his walking.
Because
Omed Lofush is in terms of his walking.
That is his walking. That's when he stops walking.
Yeah, and then when he starts again, that'll be different.
Stop walking.
Right. In other words, if you would pick it up at $0 and walk to $0 and walk to $1 in one Maisa, there's no question. The object was transported to its new location through one continuous Maisa, right? But if the Gavr stops in the middle at Amid 2, right, Amid 2, so then the question is, do we say that the Cheftza now resets to zero? Since it wasn't through one continuous Maisa. You understand? That's really the suffix. Do I say that's equivalent to him putting it down on the ground? Because normally Ben Azai never has to talk about Omid Lofush. We don't really know how he treats Omid Lofush. It's never relevant. But now it becomes relevant. And the question of relevance is...
Given that the Halakha Moshe Mishinai removes the Halakha Omid.
That's right. Given that the Halakha Moshe Mishinai now suspends the Hanocha until he gets to the next unit, right? But it's also important to know the object's units. Where does the object's unit start? That's an important question, right? We're all moda that if he continuously walks from Amma 0 to Amma Dalid, that the entire duration, its original Makom is 0 and its new Makom will be Dalid. And we also all agree that if he would stop in the middle and put it on the ground, that it would start a new Amma 0. Right? But Omed Lofush is the question. You understand?
I just don't see what that has to do with how we view him walking. Before we ask
because
him,
if I say now like this, so now the question is like this. How does the object restart its makom? Is it a halacha that according to Ben Azai, you have to do a maisa of Mavir Dalet Amos in one unit? The gavra, since it definitely goes by the gavra, right? It has to be, because there's no intrinsic Dalet Amos for the Cheftza. It definitely goes vis-a-vis the Gavra.
Right.
So will I say now that you measure it in units of the Gavra's activity? Right? So then if he does two distinct activities of two Amos each, he's going to be Potter.
Right.
Mm. Right?
As opposed to
saying, is it that as long as the Gavra is Oseg, it's not that you need the Gavra's indivisible Mavir Dalet Amos, but it's through the Gavra's relationship that we measure the Dalet Amos.
Oh, I see.
And that wouldn't be broken by Omid Lofush?
That would not be broken by Omid Lofush because the object is
still related to its original Makom
through the Gavra.
Right? Yeah.
Right?
The Maisa is related to the original person through the Gavra. So how is that? Why is the object still related to the beginning? How is the Gavra allowing that relationship?
Oh, because he's still it's on his shoulder the whole time. And how did it get here on his shoulder? Because he picked it up over there. Right? But according to the Rabbanan, who defined the place of the object always by your das, then Omed Lofush is definitely going to make a new place. This whole thing only comes about because of this complicated idea that we're forced into with Ben Azai, that the object always has a natural place. And since it has a natural place, now we have to ask the question, how does it reset its natural place in the Rosh Hashanah?
Rabbanu don't care about any of this. None of this matters to
them. None of this matters to them.
Can you say it one more time with the halacha motion of Sinai does?
Yeah. What it does is... I think visually. I don't know how to explain it, but in other words, imagine you were looking. You ever see those computer models where they show the whole landscape in a grid?
Yeah, I was thinking
right.
Right.
Right. So
with
let's
the
say.
Layers.
No.
Not just like a tile floor.
It's like a not a topographical map. The top of a macro circle.
No, I'm saying like a tile.
Yes, like a tile. Right. What do they call just that? A Cartesian. It's like a Cartesian grid. Okay. Right? Like
Yeah.
Gotcha. I understand, but
Cartesian?
Descartes. So,
and they're talking about dimensions. Yeah.
It's like little boxes,
ABC.
Right?
Yeah.
Little boxes. So, normally we would say the little boxes are tiny, tiny, tiny. Right? Teensy, weensy boxes. Okay?
Infinitesimal.
Infinitesimally small. Meaning to say, every minute motion that you make, you're on a new coordinate. You're on a new coordinate. Right? No matter how small you move, you can't outsmart the grid.
Yeah.
No matter how small it is you move, you're on a new intersecting line. And we can plot it, X, Y. Right?
Yeah.
Now, when you get the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, they increase to 4 amos each. Each box is 4 amos. So you haven't gone to a new, and we only measure your location in whole numbers. X, 1, Y, 4. Right? So until you get to the next intersecting lines, we don't give you a new location. You know what I'm saying? So you're simply not toe-face a new makom until you get to the next unit. It's not that the tfisas makom doesn't work. You always toe-face a makom. The only thing is, there's no new makom until you get to the next unit. Normally the units are very small. So every step is a new spot. But if the units of change were very big, then there'd be no tfisas makom until you get to the next unit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm not clear in terms of what are we looking in terms of the gavra, in terms of the
object. The object.
Yeah,
that was the object. The object is here,
right,
on the beginning of this square, right? Now, if I tell you we don't count any change until you get to the next square, then even though I'm walking, you can't say it's like a new Akira Hanocha because there's no new place. Then when I get to the next square, now it's new. You know what I mean, there's no new quality of makom for the object until it gets to the next unit of measure. There's no units of measure, so you can't give it a new quality.
I'm clear on that.
You're clear on that.
And I don't know how it fits in. How it.
Oh, so therefore, it's not a suspension of the principle of Mahalach Omid. The principle is intact, that every object is related to its makom. The only thing is, there's no new makom to relate it to until you get to Dalet Amos. Until you get to the next Dalet Amos. You know what I mean?
Fine, then where did the Gavra come in?
But then the suffix is that this grid system sort of follows the object. In other words, if I put the object down, then I reset the whole system. And now I draw a new grid starting zero where the object is. Right?
Because the system's based on the person.
That's right. Because it's not an absolute thing that when Shabbos starts, there's an absolute grid system and no object can move 4 amos off of its original square. You know what I'm saying? So now the question is, when the Gavra stops and starts again, does that reset the thing? Because it's Mises, 2 Mises. Or do I say no, as long as it's related back to the original thing via him, it still has its original makom.
You don't know. It's still unclear to me.
Which part?
That last step.
The last step is easier. I think the last step is better than the first step. Because the last step is still maintaining very strictly that we don't care about the person. We really care about the object's place.
So therefore,
as long as the man is not removed from the situation, then in terms of him, it still relates back to its original place. Now, his omed lafush is not going to matter, according to Ben Azai. Because it's not that I can't do a mice of being ma'aver dalet amos. It's I can't move it from its original shame. I can't take it from its original quality of makom and give it a new quality of makom. Another thing is the units of makom are four amos, right? Mm-hmm. So as long as I don't remove myself from the whole situation and come back to it like a new person, then it's still mitzuraf to me from its original makom. To me, I still relate to it as the object from the original makom. Yeah, this
maybe
is still the object.
Relative to you.
That's right. It's dalet amos relative to me. To me, even though I'm omed lafush, it's still the object that I picked up in zero, at zero.
Verse 2 almost, and that's resetting.
Right? So why should it reset its new dalet amos?
To me, this is what you can clarify for me.
Yeah.
And the thing that I'm confused about is the whole idea that we care about the innate makom of the object itself, right?
Right.
In that sense, it goes by the object.
Right.
Now, how does it all of a sudden go by the gavra and its relation to the gavra? Like,
Maybe it's not so clear, but I'm trying to say like this, that the clear case is if the gavra puts it on the ground,
yeah,
right, and then comes back to it,
right.
So then it's like the first time he came,
right.
And we say to
everything
him,
is erased in terms of
everything
the,
goes away, and now we say to him, the object has a shame of this spot,
zero,
and he will be chayev when to him he gives it a new shame of the next spot,
right.
Okay. But now the question is, if he's omed lafush in the middle, to him, where does the object's original, what's the object's origin? When he starts again, which origin is he starting from?
So it's the place
from?
Where he picked it up, right?
Is it the place where he picked it up from, since it's still on him?
Uh-huh.
And it's still related, it's still here via where he picked it up from. There's still a relationship to where he got it from.
Because he's still holding it?
Because he's still holding it.
Okay.
Still on his shoulder. If you were to put it down, then there's no relationship to the original thing in terms of him. Right? But since it's still here because of how he put it on him, I can trace it back through him. I can still trace it back to its original location. So then it never loses its original makom. And when I finish the two amos, I will have changed its original makom. Right? Or do I say, no, since the mice has stopped, his mahal, according to him, mahalich ka'omei dami, is true. According to him, omei lafush, a new mice, every new mice restarts the thing.
Why would that be?
Why would that be? Because of the idea of it's a question in how he understands ma'aver dalet amos. Is it in terms of units of mice that we look at the object? Or are we just going through the gavra we need the gavra to relate it to a place? You know what I mean, we need the gavra to know its place. It's his, it's the place relative to the gavra. Now, is it the place relative to the gavra? Now, the dilemma we have is, how do you have a relative place for dalet amos versus rab? How do you have a relative place of dalet amos versus rab? So, is it the place relative to the gavra? That means to say, as long as the gavra is still in the system, then it's the place that he entered the system in. So when he put it on his shoulder, he entered the system, right? And since he never put it off his shoulder, he's still in the system. So I don't care what he does in between, it still has the place relative to him. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or do you say it goes by the Maisa of the Gavra? So every new Maisa starts the system over. So when it's omed lafush, it's true, normally mahalik omed dami is like omed lafush. But that's not in terms of the gavra's maisa. Now we need to know the gavra's maisa. So of course, stopping omed lafush is a new maisa. So if the dalet amos goes by the maisa of the gavra, if the object's dalet amos goes by every time the gavra is osek in moving it, so then when he stops to rest, when he starts again, it will be a new maisa. So we have to restart its dalet amos. Now, is the dalet amos of the object measured by the gavra's involvement in the thing, or in his moving of the thing, in his maisa of moving of the thing?
terms of the moving of the thing, omid lafash is a new maisa. But in terms of his involvement in it, it's not new. No good?
I don't get why you're saying that to say that omid lafash will be suspended is to say that the smallest unit of a mako in Rosh Hashanah is da'at amos, and that's what the halakha moshe mishina tells you.
That's not omid lafash. That's not omid lafash. That has to do with mahalakha omid. Mahalakha omid is suspended because of that.
Right, but since that's the way that.
But now we have a further question.
So now it follows that that even omid lafash isn't gonna.
No, that's a further question. That's a further question. Now that we know in terms of the cheft, let me put it this way. Maybe I can't define exactly, but I'm going to show you what the suffix is. Okay, let me at least show you what the suffix is. Once I know that the units of Dalet Amos removes Mahalech Ka'ome Dummy, right? Now we have a question. How do you measure the objects for Amos?
I'm confused about this.
Right? That's the question. Do you measure the objects for Amos by the Gavra himself? Meaning to say, from the moment he picked it up, that sets the Dalet Amos of the object, even though he goes and he stops and goes and he stops, or by the Maisa of the Gavra. And every new Maisa, we reset the Dalet Amos of the object. So he has to move it in one Maisa of Dalet Amos, otherwise the Dalet Amos will start over. It's not a problem of Mahalich Ka'omei Dami. It's a problem that you have creates a new unit of four. Everybody agrees that you have to have a subjective idea of the object's place and units.
But what is it?
What is its subjective thing tied to?
I thought that the two sides of the suffix are two different ways of what the halakha moshe mishnah is. You're saying
this is one idea.
It's a suffix in it.
That's right. Because you never know. Ben Azai never has to answer the question. What does he think about actual standing? He never has to get to that question. There's nowhere in Shas he has to ever get to that question. Because he already stops the question by saying, what's the difference the Gavra is doing? The object is resting. But now we're removing the object's state of rest. Now we have to talk about his actual standing. Does his actual standing matter or not?
You really have to go to Sahal. Once you already
have way of
but that's in terms of the question of the units, the object, where the object's units are. The Halacha Moshe Mishnah is saying that it goes by units of Dalet Amos, but now is the question, how do you know where the object's unit starts from? Certainly if I put it down, it restarts. But what if I stop? Does that restart the units? That's a question. That's a topic. Okay. That was without defining the two sides of the suffix. The suffix simply is that once I know the object is tofes makomos of Dalet Amos, and I know if I would put it down, it would reset its makom of Dalet Amos. Does standing reset its makom of Dalet Amos? That's the suffix. Do you know the answer to that question?
Nope.
So it's a suffix. Okay. Now, the other way to learn of Ma'avid Dalet Amos and Rosh Rabban is what?
A new type of Hotzah.
So how would that be the suffix over here if you keep walking? No, as it would seem, the other way of learning Ma'avid Dalet Amos and Rosh Rabban, how can you justify Ma'avid Dalet Amos and Rosh Rabban with Mahalich Ka'omei Dami? Right? By justify, I mean to say, have them in concert. Right? So, correct? Mm-hmm. So the first way we did it was we did away with the small makomos.
Right.
Right? But the second side of his suffix would seem to be a different question. A different possibility of accomplishing Ma'avid Dalet Amos Prishus Rabbim. Not by doing away with the small makomos, but what?
It's a different kind of malacha.
Okay, how is it so?
No idea.
But when, but according to the to this first suffix, they were saying definitely if he keeps walking and he stops, he's chayav, right?
Outside of Dalaramas?
Right. If he keeps walking, even if he doesn't stop, he's chayav outside of Dalaramas.
Right.
Wait, let me just see Johnny quickly again. Right. So, what would you say? I'm not really sure. I had an idea, but I'm not sure if it's going to work out. That Pashtus, I would say, that the second way of looking at the Marvid Dalaramas going to Ben Azai is that he holds that I'm not sure how that can work. Anybody have an idea on this one? One second. Now it's going to go by. Yeah, what was your idea?
No, I don't have an idea.
None of us worked on the second one. We were just working on the first one.
What was your idea for the first one?
Our setup is totally wrong.
Maybe how you know it's wrong. Maybe my setup is wrong. What was your setup?
We're talking about the thing we just discussed. We thought that. No, we know we were wrong.
Okay.
We're definitely wrong.
Oh, just say it.
Even the mother doesn't like the child, then.
The way you were setting it up was that that the first thing that the Riva is specific about is one definite way of viewing the halakha Moshe Sinai, which creates this suffix.
Right.
But we thought, and we even thought that this is what you were saying, probably because this is what we were thinking before, that the two sides are a question of what is the halakha Moshe Sinai. One way of viewing the halakha Moshe Sinai, how it suspends Malach Gomi Dami, is that Omid Lafush would also be suspended, and the other way is that it wouldn't be suspended. Not that one way of viewing how it's suspended creates the suffix.
Right.
So our idea was just the first way is that Omid Lafush would be suspended because the way that Malach Gomi Dami is suspended is because Dalar Amos is not a Malachim. Is incapable of being a Malachim.
Right.
And your idea was similar to that, but for a totally different.
What's your second side?
The second side was just that that just the svara itself, that the makom is determined by its own motion, is suspended, and that the halakha Moshe Sinai tells you that if you look at its makom by the motion of the gavra,
right?
Like the way
that's what I suspected. No, it's because I'm trying to scavenge. No, I'm scavenging. Now, maybe your second side could help me on this second suffix, right?
Right, but I'm just saying that it's definitely not the way you were going. You were saying it's one.
And I'm telling you, I'm interested in it, not to relearn the first side, but I think there might be something of value for the second side.
I understand that. I was just clarifying that it does differ from the first.
Okay, I'm going to end it right now. I'm going to be the big one. We keep going back and forth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're pointing your second side. according to your second side, isn't his second suffix possible? Now, is he going to say it's a suspension of the object's own motion thing, whatever, right?
Right.
So then, maybe even when you're walking outside the Dalai Lama, you should be pata. Until you actually stop.
Right, until the gavra gives.
Right?
So it seems to us just the weird thing about saying that Mahalakhomidami would come back after Dalai Lama is that, like, as if Dalaramos is like a unit of space that's realized, like, once you just traverse it. Like if you walk a million amos per Shusaravim, you just walk your chayav once you are mineach the object at your endpoint for being ma'aveh Dalaramos. Like, that's still the isser of Dalaramos. Why should it, if it's suspended for ma'aveh Dalaramos, why would it come back after an exact Dalaramos? That's still the isser of Dalaramos.
Right. It makes sense to you. The other way is mustava, that
right.
You should not be chayev until you actually stop.
Right.
Not be chayev until you actually stop.
Why is the distance of Dalaramos like automatically just like registered? Like,
right. See, the Marshoi asks, how come he doesn't have two Sfeikos by the Kluta case? Right? How come he doesn't have two Sfeikos by Kluta? By Kluta, he only has a second Sfeik. Right?
What would the...
That if a guy throws it...
For the first one.
Yeah, right? It sounds
yeah.
crazy. Right. He means safe. He throws it two Amos.
Uh-huh. And then...
Throws another two Amos?
He throws like
a girl. I guess.
But
I don't
then,
know.
But then it's just like dropping on the ground.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That would be the answer. It's not a question. It's not possible to have that question going to review because it's automatically going to reset. Definitely has
to. We have Zolan's case on the moon, huh? Right? No, then it wouldn't stop anyway.
Yeah, throw it to yourself.
Unless he's saying that what? How would he have a case? I don't even know. I mean, it would stop in the middle of the air somehow.
Not relevant.
It have to
you
be that stops in the middle.
Right.
It have to be stops
right.
in the middle. But he says Yesh Lashay. He's fine. Somebody gives those answers. He must mean that because you can differentiate because this one has to stop. That's the only question because the Gavra is still involved. But you don't have that case by Kluta. Gavra is definitely not involved.
Right.
But one second, give me one more minute of you. According to the second suffix. See, the second suffix, he asked for Rabbi Akiva too. That if you can hold, he doesn't agree with the answer that we had. That Kluta only works by Shinir Rishus. He has an idea that Kluta is even a question in Rishus Rav itself. Most of the Rishonim don't hold from the question. They hold it makes sense to say Kluta is only in Shinir Rishus, like we said. but he holds, no, there's no difference. If Kluta works, it should work in Rishus Rav too. So you must go to the Halacha Moshe Sinai to prevent Kluta from working within Dalet Amos. But then his question is, does it have to actually land outside the Dalet Amos? What if a dog jumps up and eats it in the middle of the air after four Amos? So now do you say,
that's the dog, yeah.
Once it comes back into the, once it leaves the original four Amos, now Kluta comes back and it's like it's Munach. Or do you say, no, Kluta suspended completely. It's not Munach until it hits the ground. Right? That's a Suffolk or Yekiva. Same Suffolk as the second side of Ben Azai. Apparently he learns Kluta according to Rabbi Akiva differently. Not that it's related to the Rishus in general, but he holds it's considered Munach in the Avir. That there's a Hanocha. Munach in the Avir means that's its natural state in the Avir. On the ground, you can't call it Munach until left is not moving. You know what I'm saying? But in the air, Rabbi Akiva holds that's the way a thing relates to the air, by moving through it. There's no such thing as it's like light. It doesn't have any that's its natural state. It's not in motion, right? Light is not in motion because nothing can move the speed of light. So how can light move the speed of light? Because it's not in motion. That's its state. That's its normal state, right? Give you that question.
Nice simple,
good question.
Simple
right?
example of light.
It's a good question. That was a question. This guy, he's a physicist. He was a kid. He asked. He wrote a letter to one of these big physicists asking that question. You say nothing can move the speed of light. So how does light move the speed of light? So he says, no, we mean nothing can be accelerated to the speed of light.
Hmm.
But light
there,
is natural
there.
State.
not. It's not. Light doesn't accelerate. It's just.
That's right.
Light.
It's light.
Oh.
Great answer, huh?
It's crazy.
Anyhow, one second.
That's why two guys are relative velocities will measure as the same.
Right. Right. That's right.
Well,
I'm very curious about this next
Oh, yeah, that's right after. We're doing that?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of questions are there?
I have no idea. Hopefully it doesn't
sit. Oh, yeah, hopefully it doesn't get too complicated.
Yeah.
Actually.
See, you don't have to have a suffix. This is what I was thinking. That you could say that. In other words, something seems incongruous to me, but maybe that's just the way it is. In other words, all you need to say now is Levi is second svara. Right? That maybe the whole idea of Mavir Dal Ramesh Rishus Rabim is a suspension of the principle that an object has its own place in the Rishus Rabim. In other words, we said that Ben Azai, what's responsible for Malach Omei Dami, according to Ben Azai, is that an object always has its own place. But that's good when you're going from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, when there are new concepts of place. But within Rishus Rabim, we don't view it as having a different place at all. There's no places that are really different. So then you have to go back to the Rabbanan's idea that the Adam is Koveya the Makom.
Yep.
So
Dalai Lama's
Rishus Rabbim says there's no place in
Rishus
Rabbim?
That's right. Dalai Lama's Rishus Rabbim is saying it's a relative idea of place. The whole concept is a relative idea of place. So therefore, it's defined by the Makom of Adam, by the Makom of the Das HaAdam. That is the whole idea of Dalai Lama's Rishus Rabbim. Because there is no objective idea of its place.
Then how did the actual Dalai Lama's come into the picture?
So it's not an idea that he says the units are smaller than four.
Right?
You don't need to say the units are four. Bigger than four, are four. You don't need to say anything about the units. All you need to say is that the whole concept of the whole idea of the Malacha is a relative place. Relative place goes by the Das HaAdam. That's the definition. That was the Rabbanan's normal idea. That normally we said the machlok between Ben Azai and the Chachamim is, do you go by the object's natural place or by the place that is given by man?
Right?
But you could say that that's what he says the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai is telling you. That specifically in Rishus HaRabim, since the whole idea is definitely not a real place idea, because the object's could have moved 100 feet without anyone being over any malacha. It only goes by the place that it's defined by the place of the gavra, by the place of the gavra's koveya. That's the very definition. So then, even according to Ben Azai, if you walk 100 amos and you never stop, you're not chayiv because you never gave it a place. You understand? Mm-hmm. He's saying the whole malacha of Dalet Amos tells you that it's the other idea, but only here, only here.
So what's the possibility of saying that it would
suffic
be
is, oh, that's my trick. Watch. That's why in the second for the second suffic, you don't need a suffic within that idea. That whole idea is a suffic.
What?
Right?
Yeah. Can you explain
that?
Whether
you use that framework,
what?
If it goes by that framework, then
that's
definitely Mahalik Omei Dami will not come back
idea.
After
that. Whole second idea.
But if you say it's not really that framework, but there is...
In other words, his suffix is, if it's that, and that'll result in the question of if the guy keeps going.
The second suffix is really different. It's not like that you have the idea of
Right. The first suffix is within the idea of the within the idea of the dalad of the makom of dalad.
Right. Second suffix is
the second suffix. He just doesn't know. Maybe he holds the whole thing. Will maybe holds the whole thing is defined by das adam, and therefore you keep going. It's not like the second way of looking at it. There are two ways of understanding it.
So
if you know that way,
the old load just falls back to the first way of viewing the halakha mishmishim.
What?
Meaning, if you say that it does come back, my halakha does come back.
No, his language is like, there are two major possibilities, right? There are two major possibilities. One possibility is that the whole landscape of Rishus HaRabim is changed, and it turns into units of four, right? Or we say we do away with the whole idea of the object's natural place, and we go completely by the Das HaAdam, right? Now, if I just had those two possibilities, what would be the suffix? Suffix would be if I walked more than Dalet Amos and then put it down, and didn't put it down, right? Because according to the first way, it'll be Tophes right away, the new place.
Right.
According to the second way, there is no idea of new place. Wherever I want to put it down, that's its place.
So
right?
What does that almost have to do with anything according to that side?
That's the shear of where you have to change its place in order to be chayav. You have
you
to
do it.
You have
zero
to
and
you
have
fine. And what do you mean by it has no place to look by Das Adam? I just don't know what that means.
That means to say it doesn't have a natural place. Its place is only where we were saying point of Ben Isaac the whole time that he holds his natural place, that's why it's always in the Kira and Anacha, from where it should be. But that means that it has a natural relationship to a place. But if I say over here in Mavar Dalet Amos, there is no natural idea of place, that's not the idea of place in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is purely functional by where I want it to be, and we don't regard any other idea of place. Right? So then when I pick it up and I keep walking, I don't say I'm doing an Akira. An Akira from where? It doesn't have any other place. It doesn't have a new place until I put it down. So there's no natural Hanacha and Akira that's going on. Right? Just like the Rabbanan.
Talk
just like the Rabbanan noise.
He doesn't care about his father.
1 second. So then, according to that way of looking at it, if I walk 100 Amos and I keep walking, I'm never going to be Chayev. Just like the Rabbanan.
I've forgotten the Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan say that there is no Akira Hanacha. You don't say Halachiska Omri Dami because the object doesn't have a new place to be Ochre it from.
You decide where the place is.
You decide where the place is.
You
can't
be
Ochre it from its place.
You
can't
be
Ochre it from its place until you decide where its place is. Just walking is not considered an Akira Hanacha. Akira Hanacha from where?
And if you start in this run, just keep walking to Rishus HaYachid.
No, forget it! Don't get into Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid, Ben Azai goes back to his Mahal HaKomei Dami Svara.
Yeah. Right. This is a basic question, but so then if I move for 3 Amos, then what is that? Why is that Pater?
Oh, because that was David's question. Because the shear of a change of its place is 4 Amos. There's a shear of changing its place.
Grid.
Right, not grid. There's a shear. The Isser is to change its place how much? 4 Amos.
Fine. So it is a change of place. It's just not the shear that you're high for.
Yeah. The only difference, I'm just saying, it's not a natural place. Right. It doesn't have a natural place where you therefore consider Mahalik Ka'ome Dami. In Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we only go by the place of where you're Koveit. Right? Mm-hmm. So then according to that side, even if a guy walks 10 Amos, he's not going to be Chayev until he puts it down. Because
right.
He never gave it a new place. Right? But if you hold it's the units are 4 Amos. Then once you go 4 Amos, you're going to keep walking Yechayev. So just those two ideas, you have two of the Sveikos. Right? Now the only thing is, within the 4 Amos Svara, there's another suffix. Uh-huh. So you can get 3 Sveikos with 2 basic ideas.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need to have the suffix of walking continuously is already half there from the first case.
Right.
You don't need to have a new Chakira in the second case.
Yeah.
Wasn't the second idea the idea
we're
trying to avoid? If you say that idea, then why would
you
maintain the
law? Oh, no, because he holds... That's a good question. But apparently he holds... That's what I'm trying to answer. I tried to answer that by saying the whole idea is relative in Dalet Amos, because there is no real Dalet Amos. So that's why it's acceptable in the Magen Dalet Amos Torah.